Well, we were so taken with Ann Powers' top 15 albums of 2014. We thought maybe we'd allow her a chance to be kind of prescient and think about what's coming up in 2015 and get some of her picks for the coming year. And Ann Powers is, I guess, critic in residence at NPR Music. Ann, welcome. Thanks a lot for being here again, first of all.
Thanks. I love that idea of being a critic in residence. It makes me feel very, fancy and official or something. Thanks for that.
We're making it kind of academic when maybe it isn't. But I was kind of curious, though, because you've done so many different styles and types of criticism. Is it different for you to work on radio? I mean, you do a lot of things on the website, obviously.
I'm still primarily a writer, and I try to bring my writerly skills to even speaking to you today. You know, I mean, I think of all these different forms as variations, right? But what is different working with NPR, I think for me, is that I feel more committed to kind of playing that role of a tastemaker. In the past, when I worked for daily newspapers, I tended to try to be more quote unquote objective. Not that that's really possible if we're human beings, but now it's really great to be able to especially promote young artists, you know, and give them a leg up. We saw some of mutual favorites, David, really come into their own this year. You know, someone like Parker Millsap making such a huge splash, or my beloved Hooray for the Riff Raff releasing an album that's on many top 10 lists. So I feel very lucky and proud to be able to be a part of getting the word out about artists like that.
It's also gratifying with NPR that when the audience speaks back and gives their favorites, a lot of the things that you picked end up in there too as well.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think the All Songs Considered team, they definitely have a strong connection with their audience and share a certain kind of taste. But I'm hoping that I bring something slightly different to the table at NPR Music. And as you know, I love roots music, Americana music, and even country, even mainstream country. So those are some things I rep for, along with just pop and all sorts of stuff. So I'm happy when I can connect with the NPR readers, listeners, and we share these loves, because that's what it's all about, sharing the love of music.
Amen. Well, now as we move into 2015, we are going to ask you maybe about some of the things that are coming out in the early part of the year that you're excited about. And I bet you all those genres you just talked about are going to be represented here somewhere. what should we hear first?
Well, I think this is somebody you also really like, mm-hmm. David.
I know who it is, so I
would. So there's this guy, J.D. McPherson. He's from Oklahoma, and he makes roots music. But what I love about his particular spin on retro rock or 50s, 60s influenced rock is that he really stands for that moment when rock and roll first came into existence as we know it, when every genre was crossing, right? You know, country, R&B music, gospel music, rockabilly, it was all blending. And on this new album from J.D. McPherson, his second album called Let the Good Times Roll, he just taps into that blend so beautifully. I think it's a leap from his wonderful first album, Signs and Signifiers. I'm just thrilled with this album. I've got it on repeat in my car, and I'm happy to be able to share it.
Okay, and we're going to hear which song?
I think we're hearing Bossy, which is one of the more full-on kind of Memphis Sun Studios type songs on the record.
Did you win a black ribbon for breaking heart? I spent a night beneath the barren fall bridge, 'cause you look so bossy. Get so bossy.
That is Bossy, a new song from J.D. McPherson. The new album called Let the Good Times Roll comes out February 10th, and it's one of the albums that Ann Powers is looking forward to in 2015. And Ann, I got to say, hearing that song, you know, when I listened to his first album, he does kind of a bit of recreation of songs, of styles in a very, very, very good way. But this is kind of pushing the envelope a little bit.
I definitely think he is finding his own voice, and literally finding his own voice. The singing on this record is phenomenal. There are some songs that he said were very influenced by Eddie Cochran, one of my favorite early rockers. But also there's songs that sound like the Coasters. There's a little Sam Cooke in there. And I was talking about this with my friend Brian Mansfield, a fellow critic, the other day. And what he was saying is, you know, there are people who imitate, and then there are people who work within a genre, and within that genre they become original. And I really think that JD is doing that with his band.
All right, JD McPherson. Okay, well, what part of the country are we going to next?
Well, let's go from the Midwest to the beautiful Pacific Northwest, my home, and give props to one of Seattle's finest hip-hop duos, The Satisfaction, the team of Kat and Staz. One of them actually lives in New York now, but they came together to make this also second record. It's called Earthy. They worked with the producer Eric Blood on this. Their friend Ishmael Butler of Shabazz Palaces is all over this thing. And on the track we're going to listen to, there's a certain bassist named Michelle Andeghiacello who dropped in to play along. The Satisfaction is one of the most creative hip-hop groups out there today. They blend kind of psychedelia with classic 70s, I'm going to say, soul music influenced by bands like LaBelle, you know? And there's a trippiness to what they do that I love, but there's also, as the title says, an earthiness to it. So let's listen to their track, Work.
Change, but it stay mundane. Sunday to Monday, keep saying one day, keep saying one thing. But you float off the cliff, and you take that trip, and you make that work, and you make that shift, and you slide that glide, and you ride that ride.
New music from The Satisfaction from Seattle, Washington. The new album is called Earthy. It hits on February 24th, and that is a very cool track called Work. And my reaction to that track I love how they use kind of hip-hop use of language and rhyme, but kind of in the song aspect of it, too, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that is a characteristic of what they do. I mean, they're not limited by one form. And I think there's also the influence of, you know, spoken word, the poetry slam tradition in what they do. What I mean is that there's an attention to language, which is true of all hip hop, but it's connected to issues and stories. I don't know. They're just really good storytellers, and I love that about them.
Well, this is fun. New take on Roots with J.D. McPherson, kind of a different take on hip-hop with The Satisfaction. And Ann Powers, what's next?
Well, I spent a lot of time in Nashville this past year and was lucky enough to see some great young talent. One duo that completely captured my heart is Striking Matches. It's Sarah Zimmerman and Justin Davis, two young guitarists and songwriters and singers, who met actually at Belmont College in a guitar class. A teacher put them together and said, I want you to perform together for the class. And so their first meeting was actually a performance. The thing about these two is that it's a perfectly balanced duo. They both have incredible skills. They both have wonderful voices. Their harmonies are fabulous. And they both play the heck out of the guitar. Their sound is polished, but there's a lot of depth, and I really, really like them. Striking Matches is about to put out their first album, and I really think they have a chance of winning a lot of people's hearts, maybe even cracking mainstream country radio. Who knows? They've had some tracks on Nashville, the television show, but now they're gonna be out there as themselves. I'm thrilled for that. And here's one of the songs from their debut album. It's called Nothing But the Silence.
There's nothing but the silence in between. Has it already been broken? The only sound of two strangers now. Only coming and going to save our breath and walk away and leave the rest unspoken. There's nothing but the silence in between. Has it already been broken?
That song is called Nothing But the Silence, and it's from Striking Matches, Justin and Sarah, the duo on that one. And my reaction to that, Ann Powers, is I just put my radio headphones on and said, that sounds like a hit song to me. It strikes all the right points. It really, really great stuff.
and see them live. Have you seen them live? They just burn it up. Sarah Zimmerman is a killer guitarist. They're really worth seeing live.
Yeah, I've only seen them on video, but they seem great. And they also seem, it seems like there is a cohort of folks who are on Nashville that hang together and are real musicians, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, there's a whole new young bunch of artists coming up. Another one I like is this group, the Brothers Osborne. Also great guitarists in that group. And I don't know, there's just something happening in that town always, but now more than ever, as we've talked about in the past.
Well, sounds fantastic. And we'll look for these in the first quarter of this new year. And Ann Powers, thanks so much for hipping us to this stuff.
Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you out in the crowds this year, David.
I'll be there. Ann Powers from NPR Music here on the World Cafe.